Welcome to Piano Social Directory. This podcast is dedicated to promoting pianos, music, music education, and the people that make up our industry. You may find us at www.pianosd.com or simply search Piano Social Directory. Welcome to another edition of the podcast from Piano Social Directory. I wanted to take a few minutes at the very first part of this podcast and say thank you to everybody who has signed up at www.pianosd.com. We've had an incredible response to our request to teachers and tuners and industry professionals to sign up at our website for hopefully what we're building as a network of teachers, tuners, professionals across the country, really across the globe, to bring together a group of industry professionals and a directory that people can come to very simply to find out where the services that they need in their areas are locally, wherever they are in the country. So I'm excited about the amount of people that have signed up. I'm excited about what's going on, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for your response to our request. If you haven't had an opportunity to sign up, simply go to log in at www.pianosd.com, Piano Social Directory. There's a spot right on the very front that says Welcome New Members, and you can simply sign up with your name and your email address, and we'll be getting you out information about some of the exciting things that are going on. We are a growing website. We am very excited to say that we've almost doubled in the size of our website in just the past, really just in the past 30 days. And so I'm very excited about what's going on and what's been happening. I'll have to say that the past few days has been kind of strange a little bit in that we just laid Whitney Houston to rest. Whitney was a great influence on American music and an influence that simply can't be overlooked. I mean, her music was incredible. She had a powerful influence on our culture. And so like many others before her, they really helped to shape our musical experience. So to Whitney's family, her fans, and her friends, we extend our sincerest and heartfelt condolences. While we're talking about people that have a powerful influence on our lives, I wanted to turn our attention somewhat to the teachers, and they're really the people who enhance our musical experience and our learning experience. So many people have signed up for at PianoSD have signed up were teachers, and I wanted to talk a few minutes about how important they are to the community at large. You know, they see us through very difficult times in our lives. They see us through so many different experiences and things happening. And they're always there, and they're there to help us learn to express ourselves through music. I always am quite amused at the people who become prominent, the people who become celebrities in our society, how they may have attended their school every single day of their lives for the course of a year and don't remember the name of their high school teacher, but they remember the name of their piano teacher that they saw only once a week for 30 minutes to an hour at the time. And I always think that's very funny, and I think that it probably has a lot to do with the power of the piano teacher's influence or the music teacher's influence on our lives and how they shape us. Sometimes when we take a step back and realize that teachers really spend more time with our children, and older adults, they spend more time with our mom and dad. They spend more time expressing and learning about the individual students and their needs and what they are trying to accomplish. And oftentimes, especially in their formative years, teachers spend more time with their children than even the adults do, their parents do. And so they're one of the strongest influences that children have in their daily lives. And they don't realize, sometimes even teachers don't realize, how influential they are on the lives of their students. So basically, when I look at teachers and I try to take a step back and visualize how a teacher guides us, it's very important that we understand what the teachers do to help enhance our lives. Teachers are very influential in the lives of our students, and they spend time with them. They instruct them on proper technical aspects, and they help you understand how to express yourself in music. Armed with the information that teachers are transferring to you, you're then able to take this information and form your own styles of music, your own communication through music, and in some cases, even your own compositions and your own musical works. I know as a child, my piano teacher was Marge Ledeen. She was a great lady, and I still remember to this day her coming up every Tuesday afternoon and spending 30 minutes to 45 minutes with me and trying to instruct me. She had a little different idea than where I was headed. I wanted to learn to play gospel music and hymns of the church, and she wanted me to learn to play classical music. And so after a very short time, I quit taking piano lessons from her, a little bit discouraged. And I guess I was about 11 or 12 years old when a beautiful little lady from our church in Aurora, North Carolina, offered to teach me how to play the piano. And I asked her if she would teach me to play a few gospel songs and help me. Her name was Olive Barber, and I just remember her because she was very short, and she had red hair, and she was just one of the nicest people I ever knew. But I asked her if she could teach me a few gospel songs and help me learn some scales and just some basics. And she agreed, and for the next few months, she undertook the very difficult task of trying to teach me how to learn, well, really how to learn anything, but most especially how to learn notes and read the hymn book. And so after some short while, 6 or 8 months or so, I started out learning a lot of stuff that I wasn't probably too far ahead of where I was supposed to be at the time. We got off track a little bit, and she quit teaching me, and I took out on my own to learn the rest. On the other hand, you know, learning to play on your own is a really good thing, but it has some major downfalls. I'm not able to read the way I should read. I don't read timing as well as I should read timing. I don't understand some of the musical concepts that perhaps in some venues that I should have known and I should have learned, and I would have learned had I continued taking from Olive. But you know, I had a different learning experience, and so one thing I can tell you is that I had a real love for gospel music and for hymns and songs of the church, and so I took off in that direction. And I'm glad that I had a teacher who was willing to help me and guide me to the spot that I was at. If I could give any advice to anybody starting out, it's find yourself a good teacher. Find yourself a teacher that you can communicate with and who can communicate with you. Don't look for a teacher who's just going to say, okay, you've done your homework, you've practiced, you've done what you were supposed to do, and move on. You want a teacher who's going to challenge you some and who's going to help you learn the ropes of being able to read music and understand music and music composition. So obviously you want a teacher who can guide you through the goals that you want to achieve. So remember that when you sit down with your teacher, unless you're going to a psychic teacher, they can't read your mind. So take the time to explain to them that you want to learn the way they want to teach you. You want to learn the things that they have to teach you, but at the same time, you also want to learn the style or the type of music that you feel can best express what you want to play or what you want to experience in music. A lot of teachers want to start you out teaching you classical music, and that's fine. But if that teacher doesn't understand that you really want to learn to play Coldplay, or you really want to play jazz, or you really want to play rock and roll, they're going to teach you the way that they have been taught and instructed that they should be teaching you. So if you find a teacher that you're happy with, stick with them, but communicate to them exactly what it is you're trying to get out of your experience in learning to play, so they can better understand what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve in your musical experience. If you don't tell them, they won't know. So please be sure to find a teacher that you can communicate with, somebody that you can explain what you're after. Once they hear those goals, then they can begin to direct you in the way that you need to go. We often hear these stories about how someone has become successful and they've never taken any lessons. Well, this is entirely possible. But my question generally when somebody tells me that is, why? Why would you want to make it a lot more difficult on your learning process? Why would you want to make it much more difficult in your ability to excel by not allowing a teacher to teach you the proper way that music should be performed? A teacher has gone to school to learn how to teach you the proper ways that music should be performed. So don't put yourself through the agony of trying to teach yourself exactly how to learn to play music. Of course, it's okay for you to go out on your own, and obviously you're in charge of your own destiny. But you're going to get there a lot quicker if you have a competent teacher, someone who can guide you along the path. If you're looking for a teacher in your area, most likely you can come to pianosd.com and find a teacher in your area. If it's outside of the area that we've been able to get downloaded into our system so far, then, of course, feel free to Google Music Teachers Association, the Music Teachers Association is certainly a good place for you to start, and you can Google music teachers in your area, and I'm sure you can find out exactly. But find a teacher who can help you understand what works and what doesn't work, and generally all the reasons why what you want to do can't necessarily be done within the perimeters of what traditional music patterns are. After all these years of having played professionally and also prefer for personal enjoyment, I'm so glad that I had a teacher that would help guide me and help form my musical experience, so that even when I don't personally care for a particular genre of music, I can still hear the difficulties or their technical aspects of their craft and understand exactly what they're trying to say. And you can do that too. Music is not difficult. It's not hard. But it is important for you to find a teacher who can teach you and who can communicate with you. And honestly, if you're with a teacher now who you don't feel comfortable with, for whatever reason that may be, it may be time for you to find a teacher who you can communicate with and who can understand exactly what you're trying to express and exactly what you're trying to get through, because music is an expression of yourself, regardless of whether you're composing music or performing music or enjoying music. It is an expression of your being. And so it's very important to be able to get the information you need to learn, and that information can be found in any teacher in the country who is willing to sit down and listen to you and understand what it is you're trying to communicate. Thank you for listening to another edition of our podcast. I hope you're enjoying our podcast. We intend to continue bringing these to you on a weekly or biweekly basis. And so I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to communicate with you again, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. We appreciate your comments and questions. Look for new podcasts and sign up to receive updates at www.pianosocialdirectory.com. pianosd.com, the official website of Piano Social Directory.